Imagine being a slave at the beginning of the Civil War, only later to have an opportunity to join the Union Army and fight back at those who enslaved you. It is here that former slaves joined men from the Union Army to wage war in some of the most difficult terrain of the Civil War. The story of those who made that stand is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As Jim Ogden at Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park will tell you, this was the site of some of the bloodiest fighting in the Civil War.
The terrain here is one of the deciding and also unique features of this campaign. It does take place in this very mountainous terrain. The mountains in this area rise 12 to 1,400 feet. In many ways, the walls of the mountains are like giant walls with very few doors in them.
The Battle of Chickamauga is often cited as the bloodiest two-day conflict of the war. During 1863, Chattanooga's population fluctuated as both sides captured and recaptured territory. One group here were former slaves, men who were ready to volunteer for the Union Army.
This campaign occurs at a time when the United States Army is beginning to organize African Americans as soldiers. And in early 1864, in Chattanooga, several more regiments will be organized, and they will include some former slaves from this area.
One of those men was Hubbard Pryor, a former slave who joined the Union Army here. Most of these men first provided labor and guard duty for the Army. But in the fall of 1864, they got a taste of battle.
Over 700 will be captured down at Dalton, Georgia, about 30 miles below Chattanooga, and many of them will be returned to slavery by the Confederates. Some will be executed, and Hubbard Pryor was one of those captured.
It was the fighting in the hills around Chattanooga that proved to be one of the most decisive engagements of the conflict. Today, the sites are a national military park, commemorating the struggle for the gateway to the South. Traveling the countryside in Chattanooga, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.